Du har hørt en verdenspremiere på lydverket fra Yeezys kommende album Odd Blood. Hørte du låta Love Me Girl? Og jeg hørte, håper du hørte skikkelig godt etter, for dette var den ene gangen vi får lov å spille den. Men vi kan heldigvis prate om den, og det må vi nesten når Yeezys, Chris og Ira er på visitt. How long is it until we can hear this song again?
We can play it again right now if you want.
I don't know. This one? I mean, I don't know. How does that work? You can just play it. Play it whenever you want.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's make our own rules.
Yeah.
Throw caution
Chaos.
To the wind.
Because that's not what your labels
say. Oh, labels. Suits. Suits back.
You know,
home.
I think they want us to do the whole thing with like releasing certain singles in order, and this is actually not going to be the next single. I can tell you that. So there'll be a different song that you guys will probably get soon. We just did a radio mix for the other song to shorten it down, just like get it so you can play it on the radio and everything.
We did anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I?
We played it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I know you did. Well, yeah. You guys, you know, you're not like corporate. You're not like the man. You know?
We are, actually.
You are the man.
Was this written?
You guys are so corporate. I was going to tell like a guy, you're so corporate with that beard.
Not so corporate, but we're the man. Was this written and recorded in the same period as the single?
Everything was recorded definitely at the same period. We were writing the songs over, probably ever since we finished the last record. So we were all individually writing a little bit together and just recording on, you know, demos separately, and then we brought them all together and joined up in February of this year, and we moved upstate New York, got a little house up there, and kind of built our own studio in this house for 3 months and just did all the record over 3 months.
I was looking at your manager's blog. Mm-hmm. Taking some photos from the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that the studio you're talking about?
I don't know.
Because you were in Woodstock.
Yes,
well.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Probably. Yeah. We also mixed in a studio once we were done.
That was probably
that.
In Woodstock, right?
I would think so.
Where the pictures of us, you know, chopping wood and...
Yeah, and the tiny lizard.
Yeah,
that's
Woodstock.
A lot of mice. Yeah. It was really good. It was just, we were totally isolated. It's 2 hours north of New York City. We rented a house. We found a guy who was actually, he was the drummer for Peter Gabriel. Just totally randomly. We went into his house... and he had gold records on his wall, and he'd just gotten, he just split up from his wife, so he was actually looking to sell the house, and we were like, we'll rent it. And he was like, I'm a drummer, and we're like, whatever, you know, he didn't, and then I look over, and he's
whatever,
like,
old man.
And he has a gold record on his wall, or actually, it wasn't on the wall, they were all lying on the floor. I was like, well, that's a gold record, that's a platinum record. And so he was like, yeah, I used to be the drummer for Peter Gabriel, and Tears for Fears, and Stevie Nicks, and Paul McCartney for like two tours. You know, and so
he had apparently taken all of the albums out of boxes because he was like, yeah, my realtor told me I should probably display my records.
They weren't displayed at all. They were just,
they're
lying
just
in the corner.
Around.
So we were like, well, wait a minute. And then he was like, yeah, he told us the stuff. We're like, crazy. And then he showed us the downstairs, and there was all the studio equipment, like kind of half being used, half not being used. And then he let us take the whole thing over for 3 months. That's really great.
Cool.
It's really fun. Yeah.
The song we just heard,
yeah,
Love Me Girl, that's not a typical Yeezer title, I would say. Not a typical Yeezer song either. Has it been important to do something different with this album?
Yeah, I think we're early on in our careers, and I think progressively it's going to be our goal for each album to make sure we're pushing different boundaries and going for different production techniques, touching on different influences, but always kind of searching for the different tones and whatever it is that we're trying to do, just, you know, keep moving forward and not get pegged too much on what we did on the last album.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, a lot of the similar work, like, techniques are there with harmonies and sort of off-kilter rhythms, and we just start exploring different ways of creating those sounds, you know, really kind of utilizing sort of strange samples as the main rhythmic element, and, you know, the low end got a lot heavier, and you know, it just became exciting for us to try to work in a new way.
You're DJing downtown in Oslo tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to play there?
Early 90s R&B, you know? I don't know, some dance hall, I'll play anything.
Yeah. Have a good time doing that.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for
much.
Stopping by and enlightening us.
Thanks for having us.
By the way, have you heard the new Rihanna album?
I've heard one.
Some of it.
One.
Do you like it?
Single.
I haven't heard.
Oh,
yet. How do you think it is?
I think she's gone downhill since Umbrella.
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the greatest songs of the last 5 years, and I haven't heard anything from her that's been as good.
I think she was really, I mean, she was she has a great voice, and she was fortunate to get that song.
I liked her guest on the Jay-Z stuff, Run This Town or whatever. But.
So far what I've heard seems kind of, I mean, I've heard critics really like it, but so far I think it's kind of boring.
We're going to find out in a minute, because Arkirik is coming reviewing the new Rihanna album. Så hvis du lurer, bli ved din radio. Trine Solli skal anmelde Rihannas nye plate Rated R etter at du har fått live og nytt fra Tom Waits.